If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 51. Psalms 51. We are thankful to see each one tonight. Glad to have Brother Brandon and his family here.
Amen.
Glad to have others that would come be with us tonight. And certainly glad we all could be here together as members. And it is such an honor and privilege to be in the house of the Lord with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Just to sing these old psalms is so uplifting, so encouraging just to be together. And the joy that we have together, that the world just wished they knew something about the joy that we have here. And that's so, it's just so refreshing to have that. Psalms 51. Tonight I'm going to mention a word, sin. Now, whenever you think of sin, if our mind runs to, let's say, adultery, you might look around and say, well, preacher, we don't have that problem. Or if our mind runs to murder, you might look around and say, well, we certainly don't have any problem with murder here at Clear Branch. Or, you know, if we even said homosexuality, you might look and say, well, we certainly don't have to deal with that here. But the truth is, when you think about sin, we look at sin and we say, these are very big issues. This is a big issue over here. This is sin. But when you think of God, God said He hates a lie. He don't want you to tell a lie. God, He hates pride. God does not want us to be prideful. When you think of sin, God says envy is sin. You know, a proud look, a deceitful tongue, to gossip, all these things, God looks at and He said, that's sin. And what God wants is for sin to break our heart. Sin is what caused Jesus to be crucified. He was crucified because I'm a sinner. And so whenever I trusted Jesus, it was down with the old man and it's up with the new man. And so I'm to walk in newness of life. I'm to seek and have a desire to live like Christ. And yet we know in our present form, I guess you'd say, our present life, that we're still going to have to contend with the old man. From time to time, we're going to have to deal with that old man. As Paul would say, the things that I would do, I do not. The things that I would not, that do I. Oh, wretched man that I am. Paul admitted, I struggle with having to deal with the old man, and yet he dealt with it. And he woke up every morning to crucify the flesh. I'm not going to be that old man. I'm not going to sin. Now, when he made a mistake, no doubt, and he was human, that there would be a need for him to repent. And the same with us. We shouldn't say, okay, I'm saved, and I don't have that to worry about anymore. I'll just do whatever I want to do and live however I want to. And there was a time whenever sin was definitely looked down upon by God's people. It wasn't something just readily accepted. And I'm not saying we're supposed to, you know, turn our nose up at others. And yet we're to look at sin and see that it is sinful. It is something that God despises, and so we are to try to abstain from even the appearance of evil with all of our heart. And so, what about you tonight? Have you sinned lately? And if you have, how did that affect you? What did it do to you? How did it affect your heart? Psalms 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. So David had sinned here. We understand, no doubt, that he had went and committed adultery with Bathsheba, and other sins to follow that, and even trying to cover it up for a little space of time. But now he's coming before God and he's praying that, God, I want you to cleanse me. Verse 2 again, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions. A lot of people not willing to do that. They're not willing to acknowledge that I've sinned. I've done something that I shouldn't do. He says, I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the inward part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, that thou God of my salvation. Let's get that again. Thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure and design. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So David has sinned, and he realizes that you no longer accept my works. Whenever you forgive me, then I can go and offer an offering to you. But right now, there's a breach. Right now, there's something that needs to be restored. And of course, he's still speaking. You are the God of my salvation, but restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Renew a right spirit. My spirit is not right. There's a breach. The communion that I had with you, that close fellowship. I believe at this time, David would not have identified himself as a man after God's own heart. I believe that he had separated himself to some degree because of sin. And again, we're not talking about loss of salvation here. Not talking about God no longer loves him. Nothing separates us from the love of God. The whole list of things, height and depth and all those things, cannot separate us from the love of God. And yet, he has breached that fellowship that he would have with him. So notice that David had a desire to teach transgressors the ways of the Lord. He had a desire to help sinners to be converted. He had a desire to hear joy and gladness again. He had a desire to have his joy, the joy of his salvation, restored. And yet, presently, all he could do was hurt. He's just hurt. He's hurting because he knows he messed up. He's hurting because there's an unresolved issue between he and God. That God, I need something from you so that I can help transgressors, so that I can help sinners to be converted. There was a time when David was used of God, but now he's sinned and he's caused the enemies of God to blaspheme. And so he knows that now even the world looks at me, they know I've messed up, and they see no doubt a hypocrite. Those that used to respect me, they look at me and I'm a hypocrite now. So he said, God, I need something from you. I need you to restore me. I need you to blot out my transgressions. I need you to wash me with hyssop, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. So David stood before God with a guilty conscience. He's praying, but he's hurting. He desires forgiveness, and certainly if we desire forgiveness, if we go to the Lord with a broken and a contrite heart, God is... He is ready to forgive. And I don't want to leave an impression tonight that it's some hard task to get forgiveness from God. It certainly, God stands ready to forgive, but he's waiting on a heart that really wants to be forgiven. He's waiting on a heart that is seeking Him, a broken and a contrite heart. That's what He's looking for. He said, I would, if it was just me doing some good work, if I could just bring a sacrifice to you, He said, I'd give it. He said, but thou delightest not in burnt offerings. Then He said, the sacrifices of God are broken, contrite heart. That's what God is looking for at this time, presently. That's what God wants out of David. Tonight, David is saying God desires forgiveness, or rather, David desires forgiveness from God from the depths of his heart. That is where our desire for forgiveness should come. Not just shallow words. I think a lot of times people just have shallow words. You know, God forgive me if I've sinned. And they go on about our business, and we don't do a lot of searching our heart. We don't really consider what we've done. Just, God, if I've sinned, please forgive me. This is more than just shallow words of I'm sorry. What I want you to consider tonight is this. Are you sitting there and whenever you pray with a guilty conscience? Whenever you stand before the Lord, do you stand there guilty? David is praying, but with heavy guilt. I cannot really do much to help anyone. I need to be restored. I need to be cleansed. I'm the one seen as a hypocrite. I must get right with God before I can move on. Remember, Jesus said, before you go and help somebody with a mold in their eye, you need to get the beam out of yours. God, I need you to help get this beam out of mine so that I then can turn around and help somebody else. Imagine this. Us living before the world as a hypocrite, and we go try to help them what they must see. Well, what are you doing trying to help me? I see sin in your life. What are you doing trying to help me? What are you doing to invite me to church whenever you are sinning? And so, again, I know nobody's perfect. But we are to come before the Lord in true repentance so that we can then go out and help others. Whenever there's something in our life that is just that, always that, just that stain that's there. Have you ever prayed? You went before the Lord. Maybe you got off to yourself and I'm going to go and I'm going to pray to the Lord and I'm going to get serious. And you begin to pray, God, I need you to help me with something. And all of a sudden He shows you over here, you've got this in your life. And you realize, okay, that's something that God cares about. That's something that shouldn't be there. That's something that I'm struggling with. That is sin and it shouldn't be there. But then you try to get back focused on, okay, but God, I need you to help me over here. And the Spirit takes you back. Wait a minute, this issue needs to be dealt with. And so you look at that and you know, a lot of times we have things in our life that we don't want to let go of. God says, I want you to let go of that. We said, I don't want to let go of it. And God said, but I want you to let go of that. And so there you are in a standoff, so to speak, with God. That, God, I want you to help me here. And He said, but I want you to take care of this over there first. And so maybe you look at that. You try to avoid the issue altogether. And the Spirit directs you back. And so you say, you know what? I just won't pray right now. I go on about my business. And then you go on about your business for a little while. Maybe you come back and you think, well, maybe God forgot about that by now. And you go back and, Lord, I need your help with this. And He said, but wait, you still got to take care of this over here. There's that sin and it's unresolved. It's ugly. And it's in the way of praying to God with liberty. Sometimes you pray and you just got complete liberty to pray. Everything is good between you and God. And then other times maybe you go and you try to pray and there's that ugly spot. needs to be dealt with. I think by Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, he says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." Come before the Lord boldly. It's hard to do that when you got sin over here. You run in there, "God, I love you and I need your help." And God says, "What about this over here?" And you just kind of hang your head. "Yeah, I know it's there. Lord, please forgive me. And if I can, I'll try to do better." But really, in your heart, are you repenting or are you just trying to get your way? In your heart, are you really addressing the issue at hand? That God, the Holy Spirit, has shown a light upon this in your life, and you just, "Well, God, please forgive me for it. I know I've messed up, and I'll try to do better." But in your mind, in your heart, you know, probably going to come back to it. There's a lot of stuff like that that people in our day and time, Christians, are struggling with. These little things. We might say little things. You know, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's a little thing, but God's got the spotlight on it. No, not to me. Here it is. It needs to be addressed. There's a lot of people have these issues, and we said, "But I want to hold on to that. So God, I'm going to push that to the side, and I'm just going to keep on seeing if you'll help me." Whenever Achan brought sin into the camp, it didn't seem like that big of a deal. I mean, God owns the cattle 1,000 hill. God, he paved heaven with gold. He looks over here and he sees a little money, bars of silver, some goodly Babylonish garments. Nobody's going to miss that. It's in a pile of rubble, and he picks it up. It was a big thing to God. What? Don't bring that in here. Don't let that affect you. It's hard to come boldly before the Lord when you've got something that's weighing you down. It's heavy on your heart. When you knowingly disobey His commandments, when you have stubbornly, and there's a word we probably don't like, and the reason we don't like it is because we're stubborn. When you are stubbornly trying to get around that stain that is right there. You know, I was painting a house back whenever I was a teenager. Daddy gave me a task of painting the house, and it was a two-story, great big old house, and Daddy wanted me to paint it. And the reason he wanted me to paint it wasn't because it just desperately, you know, was lacking paint, but rather that the guy that painted it did a poor job. It was terrible. And we all talked about how poor a job that was. But the more whenever I went and I started to paint, the more that I saw, the more I realized this guy, he did not know what he was doing. It was the worst I'd ever seen. He painted over top of a lizard. That's how bad it was. And I thought, I bet he never got another job. Nobody ever recommended him. he'd probably never paint again. I would never recommend him. When I looked at that, I said, this is the worst job I've ever seen by any individual. There were simple things, Brother Ryan, he could have fixed along the way. You know, but he just chose not to fix them. Just keep right on going. Go across top of the lizard, just keep right on going. I think a lot of times we try to live like that. Let's just keep right on going. Okay, I messed up, so what? I'm going to just keep on going. I messed up again, just keep on going. What is it about repentance that we've come to a place to be stubborn about? I'm just not going to confess that. I'm not going to let go of that. I'm not going to turn from sin. Sin's not hard to fix. It really is not. We just have to humble ourselves and drop our pride and truly repent. Let go of these things. David showed us a proper example, didn't he? I believe with all my heart. As I read the words that David will say, look, God, this heavy guilt that I have, it's like you broke my bones. I don't believe God physically broke David's bones. I believe he said, it feels like my bones have been broken. I'm just achy. I'm heavy. And he's saying, God, I feel dirty. Sin is just so nasty that I need you to purge me with hyssop so that I can be clean. Wash me so I can be whiter than snow. David lets us know here, his spirit is broken. His heart is broken and contrite. By the way, contrite means feeling or expressing remorse. But it goes on, it says, you're affected by guilt. To be affected by guilt. Is anybody here tonight you affected by guilt? In your heart you know. Maybe nobody else knows. Certainly the preacher don't know. I like to say this whenever I preach a message. Like, I hadn't been sitting over in the bushes with some binoculars spying on y'all. So don't worry about that. But it's not me you have to worry about anyway. It's God. God sees everything. God sees everything. God knows our heart. Child of God, we should have tender hearts towards sin. We should abstain from even the appearance of evil. If this looks like it's going to reflect in a negative light, if it looks like something that's going to be a hindrance, I'm going to just stay away from it. See, there's become a very dangerous pattern over the years, and that is that we take sin and we water it down. And we tolerate sin, and we turn a blind eye to sin. That's not what David did here. Maybe for a time, David felt like, I'm going to get away with this. I'm going to get away with this. But then, all of a sudden, Lord caught up with him. Let him know, I see you. I see you. It broke his heart. His bones were broken. I believe what he's saying there when he says, my bones were broken. I believe he's saying, it ate me up to have this guilt between me and God. How about you tonight? When you pray, does it seem like maybe you're just throwing rocks against that ceiling and bouncing back at you? Does it seem like that when you go to talk to God, you realize that, man, I've got this in my way? It's something I'm going to have to deal with. Sin hinders our prayers. Repentance restores us. Sin has consequences. But rebellion and stubbornness makes those consequences a lot worse. I don't know your heart tonight. Rest assured, God does. But I ask you this, will you seek forgiveness if you have sinned against God tonight? Proverbs 28 verse 9 says this, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. We can get to a place to where we go to pray and we feel like, you know what? Not doing much good here. Not until I come over here and deal with this issue that God has given me that I have to deal with. This sin that I've got to get out of my life, I've got to push it away, I've got to repent of it. Until then, I'm going to continue to be like David. Where's the joy of my salvation at? Why does it feel like my bones are broken? You've got something you need to deal with. You have that time to do it right here, right now, while we have a verse of the song.